This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is February 13, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. The Money Control app has introduced a simple and efficient interface. Do download it and check it out now. Moving on to our top stories for the day. Yes Bank has delayed its quarter 3 results and it says it has prominent investors lined up. A passenger travelling on SpiceJet Bangkok-Delhi flight on Thursday was suspected of coronavirus infection and has been quarantined at Delhi airport after landing. The Supreme Court has directed political parties to upload details candidates with criminal antecedents and the reason for their selection on their official websites. And lastly, we'll talk about if you're planning to study abroad, your Harvard MBA will cost rupees 3.6 lakh more from April 1st onwards. While Yes Bank delays its quarter 3 results, it says it has prominent investors lined up. To give us more insights on this, I have with me my colleague Siddesh Raut. Hi Siddesh, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita, thank you for having me here.
Siddesh, when will Yes Bank release its results and who were the interested parties mentioned by the bank?
So Anvita, Yes Bank had said that it's received non-binding expression of interest from a lot of key players who are willing to invest into the private bank. And it's trying to see who are the appropriate investors. So Yes Bank has stated that it's received a lot of expressions of interest from many interested parties investing into the private bank, and a lot of them involve several prominent investors. And it's also noted that given the interest around this capital raising, it has decided to delay the release of its Q3 financial results, and it will definitely carry them on or before the 14th of March 2020, according to a filing that was put up by the bank on the 12th of February. The private lenders who are interested in acquiring a stake in Yes Bank include prominent names such as JC Flowers, Tilden Park Capital Management, and OHA, which is part of Oak Hill Advisors and Silver Point Capital. Let's remember that this is the second time that Yes Bank has been trying to raise funds for improving its capital adequacy ratios and boost its capital adequacy profile.
Right.
And it's earlier been in the news for saying that it's looking to secure about $2 billion towards this. It's also worth noting that as per banking norms, an investor cannot have more than a 10% stake in any private bank. And also the acquisition of shareholding or voting rights of 5% or more would be seeing RBI scrutiny from there on.
Right. Siddesh, how did the market react to this development?
Despite the announcement of a delay in giving out its quarterly results for the third quarter, Yes Bank market participants reacted very strongly to Yes Bank's announcements. And it at one point, it was trading up to 8% in the markets. And before closing, the market saw the price of Yes Bank saw about 6.3% rise at 37.45 rupees per share.
All right. Thank you so much, Siddesh, for all those insights.
Thank you so much, Anvita.
Well, SpiceJet has stated that a passenger traveling in Bangkok-Delhi flight on Thursday was suspected of coronavirus infection, also known as COVID-19, and has been quarantined at Delhi airport after landing. To give us more insights on this, I have with me Money Control's Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita.
Shraddha, can you please share with our listeners updates on coronavirus, especially in India, with so many cases doing the rounds?
So, Anvita, globally, we have seen that the death toll has crossed 1,300 and the number of confirmed cases are almost now reaching 60,000. And two deaths have been confirmed outside China now. In terms of India, if we talk about the cruise ship, the Diamond cruise ship that is quarantined in Japan has two Indian crew members who have been tested positive for coronavirus. A 50-year-old man in Andhra Pradesh had committed suicide fearing that he had coronavirus. So we have one update from there. One Indian national has been confirmed infected in UAE. And two people have been confirmed positive at Kolkata airport. And two out of three Indians who were infected with the coronavirus and were tested positive in Kerala. The initial reports are suggesting that they have been tested negative. So these are the updates. Now, going to the recent reports that we are hearing from Delhi is that SpiceJet has said that a passenger suspected of coronavirus has been quarantined at Delhi airport. So basically it was a SpiceJet flight from Bangkok to Delhi, and the suspected patient was, as soon as the flight landed in Delhi on February 13th, the person was quarantined and he was seated on seat number 31F. And in that row, he was the only patient. So that reduces the risk because he was not, in terms of proximity, he had nobody beside him. But, we don't know if he'll be tested positive or not, or if he has developed other symptoms over time. But initially, what the crew has said, that he showed symptoms, and as soon as he got down at the airport, he has been quarantined. And as I said, that two people in Kolkata have been tested positive. So this is a new, report from India, in terms of India right now, because right till now we had only three patients who were confirmed positive. They were from Kerala. Now we are hearing they have been tested negative initially. So we will get confirmation on that, is what the media reports are suggesting. But in terms of coronavirus growth, so last week we saw the numbers falling down and the markets were also reacting positively to it. But suddenly they have seen a sharp spike in terms of number of cases that China has also reported, and the number of deaths. So we don't see any immediate relief from these numbers right now.
Right. Shraddha, news from Diamond Princess's cruise ship docked in Japan. Can you please highlight more on that?
In terms of the Japanese cruise ship, the two Indians as the Diamond Princess cruise was quarantined and docked in Japan, fears that, the crew members are at a higher risk of catching the virus than the passengers. Because what has happened is most of the passengers have their own private rooms, and the crew members do not. Also, while eating, there's a common area where the crew members are eating, and they have to take off their mask. And since the number of crew members are growing, it is something, because they have to continuously work. They have a ship to run, and they have around 3,700 passengers on board. So in terms of food and cleaning, everything is happening. So the crew members are at a higher risk of catching the virus. But there's a hashtag that is going, that is trending on Twitter with the name either Diamond Cruise or Diamond Princess or Quarantined. And you will see all these people who are stuck in their rooms, how the cruise is actually making their, stay a little more comfortable in terms of providing enough food and water and games to the children in case they need it. So, till now, we know till 19th of February is till when they'll be quarantined. After that, we still have to see what will happen.
Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita. Thank you for having me.
Well, now, the Supreme Court has directed political parties to upload details of candidates with criminal antecedents and the reason for their selection on their official website. In its order, the Supreme Court has said that criminalization of politics is a grave issue that requires court's attention. To give us more insights on this, I have with me my colleague Nachiket Deuskar. Hi, Nachiket. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Anvita.
Can you please share some details on this story?
So the Supreme Court today directed all political parties to publish criminal records of their candidates for both the assembly elections and the Lok Sabha elections of the future. But the key point from this particular order is that political parties now must publish the reason for why they're selecting a particular candidate who has criminal records to, rather criminal cases against him or her. And the court has been very clear in saying that, look, you can't say that we are choosing a particular candidate because the winnability is high. So winnability cannot be the only justification for choosing a candidate with criminal cases against him or her, is what the Supreme Court has said today. Additionally, the court said that the parties must share this information with local newspapers and put it up on social media too, besides giving it to the election commission. And if they fail to do so, it would be considered contempt of court. Now, all this comes amid the backdrop of criticism of the election commission that despite several orders and directives from the Supreme Court, the poll panel was not doing enough to, you know, or rather it had failed to take steps to decriminalize politics in the country.
Thank you so much, Najiget, for all those insights.
Thank you, Anvita.
Well, listeners, if you're planning to send your child abroad for higher education, be prepared to shell out more. From the next financial year, a tax collected at source, that is TCS, of 5% will be applicable for all remittances outside India above rupees 7 lakhs. To give us more details on this, I have with me Money Control's Saraswati. Hi, Saraswati. Thank you so much for joining in.
Hi, Anvita.
Saraswati, why will we have to shell out more money while studying abroad?
So, Anvita, as you rightly mentioned, there is something called TCS or the tax collected at source, which is applicable for a few of items. Now, in the finance bill 2020, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has put in another clause wherein for any remittance or any money that is sent in from any bank account in India to any bank account abroad for any activity, a charge of 5% will be applicable. Now, there was no such charge that was applicable till now, but this is another taxation which the government has imposed. So basically, anything above 7 lakh if you're sending abroad, be it for your child's education, be it for international travel, or be it as a gift or for medical purposes, you'll have to pay an additional tax of 5%.
Okay.
Now, that is, if you have a PAN and an Aadhaar card, you have to pay 5%. Without that, you'll have to pay 10% of tax.
Okay. Right. So, Saraswati, will it also apply to those students who are already studying abroad?
So, no. This will be applicable from 1st of April. So, only students who go in from 1st of April or any payment that is made from the date of 1st of April itself, the taxation of 5% will be applicable. So, initially, there was an expectation, especially from the education sector, that education will be put in as an exception item, wherein education will not be part of this 5% tax. However, the government has not considered this.
Right. I was just worried for a few of my friends who are already studying in Australia, Canada, and I thought they'll have to shell out more. Right. On the other side, Saraswati, how will it impact the students?
So
abroad?
As far as you know, students are concerned, there will be a definite impact because on an average, if you say, look at US and UK, which are the top two destinations as far as international education is concerned, students pay an average of 30 lakh to 50 lakh as annual fee. Now, an over and above 5% tax on this is quite dampener for students going abroad. Now, say, for instance, something like a Harvard Business School. The Harvard Business School official documents say that the yearly cost for an MBA is 78.6 lakh. So, which is quite an expensive affair already, and students typically take up, loans for studying and getting a degree from there.
Right.
Now, over and above this, there will be a 5% taxation that will be imposed. So, if, say, the fee is 78 lakh and out of that you remove the 7 lakh which is not part of the 5% tax, over and above that there is the 71 lakh limit on this. The 5% tax will be applicable. So a student or the parent who is paying the fee is incurring an additional cost of almost 3.6 lakh.
Okay.
So, which is a huge amount, and you have to make additional allocations for this. Similarly, if you look at the UK, for instance, Oxford is the most popular university there.
There,
an average yearly fee is around 33 lakh. So, there, if you remove the 7 lakh limit and it comes to the 26 lakh, wherein 5% is applicable, a parent has to pay almost 1.3 lakh. So, this is coming to an additional cost for parents because earlier any such remittances that were made for educational purposes were not taxed.
Right.
But now the government's endeavor is probably to encourage more students to study in India rather than go abroad. So,
right.
Which is why an additional tax has probably been put in.
Well, let's see how this goes for the students studying and also for the parents who are shelling out from their hard-earned money. Thank you so much, Saraswati, for all those insights.
Thank you, Anvita.
Well, listeners, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.